progression of Narada Muni to the stage of ecstasy. First canto of Bhagavatam, verse 5, 6, 7 chapters describe the story of Narada Muni, how he attained darshan of Lord Vishnu once during his bhajan. The second chapter of the first canto describes the progression of Krishna conscious advancement that carries one to the ultimate stage of love for Krishna. Then after stating these principles, then the example is given of Narada Muni to illustrate this progression of advancement in Krishna consciousness. It began with his sadhusanga. He met with, he served, and he heard from the Bhaktivedantas during Chaturmasya. And finally, he had an experience of ecstatic love for Krishna while meditating upon the Lord in his heart. Srila Prabhupada describes this progression from Shraddha to Prema in the last paragraph of 1.5.34. And we can look at that. Srila Prabhupada says, the summary is, first of all, one has to seek the association of pure devotees who not only are learned in the Vedanta, but are self-realized souls and unalloyed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. So this is Sadhu Sangha. In that association, the neophyte devotees must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. This service attitude will induce the great souls to be more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of the pure devotees. Gradually, this is developed into a strong attachment to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the gross and subtle bodies, and beyond them, the knowledge of pure soul and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Soul, the personality of Godhead. After the relation is ascertained, by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begins, gradually developing into perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead. By such Purushottam Yoga, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by association of pure devotees. So the life of Narada Muni is about perfection in bhakti and seeing the Lord. How did it happen? Well, it happened by the mercy of the Lord. Prabhupada explains in text 19 of first canto, chapter 6, there's no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of Krishna, as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. We cannot demand Krishna to be present before our vision. As the sun rises of its own accord, similarly Krishna, if he's pleased, he will be present before the devotee out of his causeless mercy. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty in the service of the Lord. When Krishna, pleased with the devotional service and attitude of the devotee, is satisfied with that, then he will reveal himself. In text 20 and 21, Narada says, seeing my attempts to make spiritual advancement on that lonely place in the forest. The personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words just to mitigate my grief. Lord Vishnu said, "O Narad, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me." This is shocking. Narada was seemingly so pure already. What material dirt could be still covering his heart? Prabhupada indicates that Narada Muni was still covered by the mode of goodness, sattva-gun, which Prabhupada explains as the balanced mode of nature. Prabhupada gives a cure to this attachment and contamination of sattva-gun. To search the audience of God in a lonely forest is considered to be in the mode of goodness. One can go out to the forest to attain spiritual perfection, but that does not mean that one will personally see the Lord there. One must be completely freed from all material attachment and be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotee get in personal touch with the personality of Godhead. Then Vishnu speaks further to Narad. "O virtuous Narad, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires." This is Prabhupada's purport to 1.6.22. "The more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more he acquires a hankering for it. That is the transcendental nature of godly service. Material service has satiation. You become bored, discouraged, lose your interest, become disinterested. Whereas spiritual service of the Lord has neither satiation nor end. One can go on increasing his hankering for the loving transcendental service of Krishna, yet he will not find satiation or end. By intense service of Krishna, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical." This is a very wonderful purport. Everyone says they want to see God. It's simple. Engage in his service and you'll see him. Krishna's form, his visible form, his perceivable form is available by serving him. Sevan muke jivado swayam eva sparatyada. Narada Muni describes his bhajan, his patience and his bhajan. Narada said, "I began chanting the holy name of the Lord and the fame of the Lord, ignoring all formalities of the material world. And thus I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and non-envious." Jiva Goswami comments that Narada was satisfied, tushtaman, because he was without any other desires, and he was without pride and without envy. He was just waiting for the time when Krishna or the Lord would award him his mercy. The Prabhupada comments on this 1.6.26, on this patience of a devotee. He patiently serves with enthusiasm and care and sincerity, and he waits for the Lord. So Prabhupada says this is the sincere life of Narada that we as devotees should emulate. Narada was the archetypal example of the sincere devotee. Sometimes people, they ask a question, "Oh Maharaj, how can we become sincere?" Study the first canto, Bhagavatam, story of Narada Muni, and try to follow his example, because his life is an example of devotional sincerity. After his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, a devotee takes very seriously the chanting of the glories of the Lord, and, as Narada Muni did, traveling all over the world, so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Because devotees have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. And according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive or material gain. Narada goes on to describe in verse 27. I was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna. I had no attachments, and I was free from all material contamination. Then I met with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Sridhar Swami comments that death, at his leisure, suddenly appeared before Narada. Prabhupada describes, in the course of time, when a pure devotee is completely prepared, all of a sudden, the change of body occurs, which is commonly called death. And for the pure devotee, such a change takes place exactly like lightning and illumination follows simultaneously. A devotee simultaneously changes his material body and develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme Lord.